The end of Parshas Hayesoro, we have a Parsha Luma Stumov by Yosef Avram Isha Shmo Ketura, that Avram took another wife and her name was Ketura. Chazal Chaylik, whether it's Hagar, someone else, but Al-Taponim, it was a knapper glick, all shit up. I tell the Zimran, Yokshan, Midon, Midyon, Yishpok Shura. No, nobody did a terrible big Nachas Ruach. A bunch of, a lot of Nekhtura, they have some mitzvah, they have some chshivas that they chayv memila and so on, but upon him, it wasn't a tremendous Yitzhak Kol HaZorah. Chazal, on the other hand, bring L'shoynis that I'm Shabeach Ki'ilu. It says, two L'shoynis, there's one in Tanchuma where it speaks about Tanchuma Yashin speaks about the Sedra, and he brings the Pasuk in Tilim, Asher Yaish, and it says the whole Pasuk that the eights grows and the payers and everything. And that's the Chom of Chol Asher Yasi Yatzliach, the Dash on Avram Avinu, the Chol Asher Yasi Yatzliach, that's Vayesu Avram Ikeisha Shmoktura. So this is the Atzlocha of the Chol Asher Yasi Yatzliach. It's modna. I mean, this is like kilu, the crowning achievement. Like it says Aleh Leibol, it says Peyikim Deitoy, all those in Yanim. The crowning achievement is the Chol Asher Yasi Yatzliach, that's Avram Avinu with the Bnei Ketura. Also, similarly, it says in Gracious Rabbit, Dash Nepasik, it says, V'hoyerish ischo mitzar, your beginning, your first steps will be difficult, V'achrischo yaskemoid, and the end will be extremely successful, extremely productive and successful, that's Avraham Avinu. So, the reshischo mitzar, the difficult beginning is Yitzchak. V'achrischo yaski, the tremendous success, and afterwards, it's a very Yisrael Avram, but you got the Yisrael Shmoktur. Very strange, very, very strange. Also, the Lashon by Yisrael Avram, and it's a Persephus and what it was before. Another Shaila, since Lemaise, he knew that there would be Bnei Oida Vadazar Lechura, the understanding was there. So why did Bechal do this Shiva? Chazal say, who's Keturah? So they say, it's a Shaila, but it's Hagar, not Hagar, but the shitas that say it's Hagar, it says that she did tshuva and she was Noa b'Marcel. The lashon of in some place in Chazal it says that she was Neskasha Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shmo Ketura Ketuz Meloshon Kesher. Rashi also brings it Meloshon Kesher that she was Neskasha Kisha Pischa Ketura is a Kesher in Aramis, that she was Neskasha Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he took her. If it's true that she did tshuva, so why were the children all Midyan, Medan, Midyan, Yokshan, and so on? Afterwards it says, Vayitin Avram Shoshal Yitzhak, Ulubnea Pilakshim Shavram, Nosa Avram Matonis. So there's a period here, there's a afroda between Avram and what he gave to Yitzhak, what he gave to Bnei Ketura. To Bnei Ketura gave them Matonis, and to Yitzchak he gave everything. I mean, obviously he didn't give everything to Yitzchak, because whatever, it doesn't say how many matanis he gave to the Palakshim, but he could say he gave two-thirds to Yitzchak, three-quarters. But if I give something away, if I split something, even though I split it, I'm not giving everything to one person. It should have said that he gave them matanis and all his other big rechush he gave to Yitzchak. The lashon is he gave everything to Yitzchak and gave them matanis. Also the Indian of the Gash brings Muslim Shemis Tumah. It says he gave them Matanis. So it says what a Matanis Shem Tumah Muslim. Where is it Miramis the Pasuk Shem Tumas? It says it's brought down in different Mekairis. A Rem is over here that the Matanis is Chasav Vav is Eschaim. All sorts of Rimazim. But in the Nos Avram Matanis, where do we hear over here the Shemis Tumah that was Moshe here? The Farshim also speak, how could he give them over Shemis Tumah, and the different Purushim, either he gave them gegen Shemesh Tumah to be Nizar. They couldn't believe in Emunah in Achdus, but they could stay away from Shemesh Tumah. Some claimants that says Shemesh Bitumah. In other words, he gave them over the Piskuni brings, that he gave them over the ability to be Mishkamish, the curse of Tumah, but not that they should even curse of Tumah. There's a different Shalpnet in Jerusalem. So let's try to understand the parash a little bit. There's one of the Talmidei Arizal, Sefer Sifsei Koyen, who was one of the Talmidim, writes that the tachlis of Avraham Avinu in the whole Inyan of taking the Keturah was in order to be menake and mevar the zaroi, the zera, that there shouldn't be any psoilas left, or less psoilas left by Yitzchak. Just like he had Yishmael to get rid of the psoilas of Yishmael, he had the psoilas of the Bnei Keturah was more psoilas than Yishmael in order to be Menachem Zera further. I want to explain it a little bit. It sounds mystical. What's the pshat that he wanted to be moiled in order to be mevar and menachem the zarin? He had the shmol to be mevar and menachem the zarin, and so on. We've explained a few times that before the chet of the Eitz Hadas, then avodah was divided between tayiv to do tayiv and to stay away from ra. The Eitz Hadas was a meshunin dekir metzias of a tarevus of tevera, and that means that it's not enough. We once remarked that all the melachas are understandable except melachas bayer. Melachas bayer became the melacha of the bria. Most things in the bria became meurbev of tev and ra, and avoda became more than simply doing tev, staying away from ra. Avoda became a metzias of Biru. The Balei Avoda, the Balei Musa, many of them, when they speak of Avoda, the Nevadika comes to mind. His Sha'arim on Avoda Samidus are called Birurei Midus. In other words, you can't just say Chaos is good or bad, Nidivus is good or bad, and that's that. Stick with Nidivus, stay away from Chaos. Stick with Savon, stay away from Chaos. The metzias of a person is that he's a tarevus. The same koyach that he wants to do good, he also uses it to knock someone else. The person is learning by smadda, and he taka has out of satayra, and yet he's also very, very happy that he's learning much longer than the other person. So the avodah is not to continue learning like that. The avodah is not to stop learning. The avodah is to be mevaris midas. To learn how to be bearer the oichel from the psalus, to point by point understand where's the taruvus of midas, and to bring it out. The klal gadol is that half of the problem is the taruvus of the problem. For instance, let's say somebody has vegetables that he's checking for bugs. It's usually very difficult that the bugs are the same color and they blend in with the vegetables. It's very difficult to see them. If I succeed in pointing out something crawling on there, if I can take a bug off and put it on a piece of paper so that it stands out sharply, then even when it goes back already, I know where it is. It's always the once I'm matzliach at least to make it a, to use the Lashonis of Yerdeya, something that's a barrier, something that's a Dovenika, something that has a Metzius of its own, doesn't become Bottle anymore. The Bittul is only as long as it blends into what it's around it. The minute it has a Metzius with the Atzmai, it doesn't become Bottle. So in Midas it's the same thing. A person sits and learns Basmata Rabba, let's say, and he feels very good about it. But there's a feeling that is a smother, is koilo, an element of knocking the other person as well. But if a person will confront himself, certainly if someone else will confront him, what's his reaction going to be? Nay, vashaste, I mean, No, I'm doing it because I really like to learn. So let's say I take the first and I say, yeah, but let's make a chart. On Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, when there are other people made medrash, you sat till 2:30 in the morning. On Monday and Wednesday, nobody's there. At 12:30, you felt comfortable to leave. Don't you see? If it's sharp enough and clear enough, it'll shock the person, and the person will say, yes, yeah, you know, I see. I see where there's that nekuda of competitiveness, of uppityness, that I'm trying to outmaneuver the other person. So when you succeed in being magdir metzias, you succeed in isolating that nida, and then the avodah is done. Once you give everything a tzura, then it becomes two separate inyanim. It's two things that are marked clearly. The beer is simple. The problem is as long as one blends with the other, and I mistake the bug as being a piece of vegetable. Once I see it stop moving, once I see the leaf moving, I realize it's not a leaf, but it's a bug. So in a shreirishtik inyan, that was the inyan of the others. That's what the sixikayin means, that they were mevar. Yishmael was a type of chesed. This, everyone says it's very famous. I mean, first him, the psalus of the midah of Aver, one of the ra in the midah of Aver is where there's no gdar. A person loosens restriction, inhibition, and everything becomes shali shalach, shalcha shalit, shalana shalachem, shalachem shalana. There's a lack of gvulis. That's part of the midah of Aver and divas and so on. Yishmael is the psalus of Arayis, because there are places where the Torah says lo yisikavu. There's eis lechabek and eis lerachek milchabek. There's a mokim for chibuk. There's a mokim for richuk. And so within the midah of Ava, within the midah of Chesed, there's pseilus. With Chesed is mentioned Arayis. There's a pseilus. That pseilus, Avram was mevar by making the Yishmael out of it. Yishmael is a barrier that's cooler this pseilus. It's the other about koil v'yapkoil boy. He's shakua barayas. So once I identify that metzias, once I'm magdi, I'm mevar that metzias as being metzias neferes, it stops bothering us in a oifin of taruvus. So it's a side yitzahara. Once the person understands what arayas is, he no longer confuses it with chesed and avon. It's arayas. Yes, a yitzahara for arayas, but it's not an extension of goodness. Arai is not an extension of goodness and closeness. It's arai is in fact. So there was also another. So Avram Avinu's avoda, besides being kriveya, his midah, the avon, the chesed, and so on, they also lay in it the need to be mevar the midah, and to hold that he was able to be mevar the midah on his own, he did it. So one birur of the midah of chesed or ava was Yishmael. Yishmael is Yitzhad Arayis, which is an overflow, Chias Kavulis, and a place where it becomes a dove apostle, the Moz. And the birur was by having Yishmael as a separate entity, who is mafrid between the Psoilus and the Oichon. What was the Bnei Ketura? And it says, that, I mean, the Sfarim say, the Sfarim says, and others say, that the Etzem, it should have been, Yitzchak should have had them, and Avram was makdim and was mevar the pseudos before that. So let's try and understand what is the meter we're talking about in these Bnei Keturah that's different. The first is Seyne Matanis Yichya, that taking Matanis is something we should stay away from, and Seyne Matanis Yichya, and someone who is Seyne Matanis is Zeichet Echayim. So Maral explains it in context of Chocham and Chochma. What is the Avla of taking Matanis? I mean, the other person gives it B'lev Shalom. It's mine. Where I mean, there's a whole Schir Matanis, is a Chelek in Kinyan. There's Mechira, there's Schir Matanis. Where's the Avla Matanis? Is it that the person shouldn't have too much Gashmias? So if a person works for a fancy car and he gets a Matanis of bread and butter, It's not moististic. I mean, first Matanis is mitzvah is something moististic. It doesn't have to be. So the Maral says, there are two mahalchim of kinyanim in the Bria. Those kinyanim, lamashal, a person, a tree has peiris. So those peiris the tree brings out of itself. It's moiled those peiris, and from its from the eights and from the alim and from the shrashim, and it has peiris. Let's say somebody has an ilan srak, somebody has a barren tree, and he goes and he pastes on it pears and apples and peaches and fruits. One of them is the pshat, it's a toilada because it came from the atmius of the thing, and one of them is a matana because it came from the outside on top of it. The chiluk is what came from the atmius carries in itself the chiyus of the thing itself. It carries in itself the sap of the tree. It carries in itself the koyach chiyus of the tree. And it remains, as long as the tree is b'chayim and the pre in its normal life cycle stays fresh, because it's yonik from the chiyus of the tree, because it came from that chiyus. A matana is something which was pasted on, and therefore it'll wilt in a day because it has no chiyus. Those in Yanim that a person is moilid, mikoyach zavoida, for instance, a person is yigi kapayim, he works very, very hard to buy himself a chair or a table. So that chair and table the person takes care of. It's not only the pshat because he doesn't know if he'll have more money to buy another chair and table. It's the pshat because that chair and table came from within inside him. His neshama was put into it, and he was mailed it from his Esed's voice. So that is an extension of his chiyus, and as much chiyus as he has, that's the chiyus that lies in that chair and table. We spoke about it a little bit by Yaakov with the Chaviv Lemomayna Batzadikim. Something you get a matana, you say that's very nice, it's very good, but you don't feel any real attachment to it. And it's much less sense of a, it's much more easy come, easy go type of thing. So in the mitzias of kinyanim and the bria, there is a mitzias of kinyanim that came mibefnim b'chutz. It came out from inside of the person, took his koyach achiyus and was moiled with it. It just like a person is moiled banim, a person is moiled maisim, a person does things and has them. And then there's a mahalach where it came from the outside in, that doesn't go in all the way, it just gets stuck on, and that's a mahalach matana. So the Maral says, Seyna matanis yichya means that chiyus requires staying away from things that are labeled matanis. Even the nyanim that we speak about, lemoshel, besides that, to mean that a person is mekal matana from people is embarrassed, and so on. There's also the nekuda that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the pshat, I get it because it's my etzem yinika. Like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chaye, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give that as well also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give chiyus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give mazel. So those in yanin that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I identify them with things that come from the Ikashar Shachiyas. Those things that come from Basav Dam, they're matanit, they're mahalach matanit. So in the midah of chesed, and that's one of the reasons how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chesed to us in the Bria, even though the Sherish of Bria is Olam Chesed Yibana, but the Bria of the world is the Din, because giving somebody something and remains as a gift is not a real chesed for a person. It's a pseudo of chesed that the person doesn't really take to it. When you give a chesed to somebody and you give it an oifen that it becomes the person's, then the pshat is, when it's his bedin, then the chesed is b'shleimus. That is the mahalach, and that's why Betzim, like it says, Nazoya Yitzchak should have been the one that should have had it, should have been gotten rid of this klipa, because if that's and belongs to Yitzchak, and Avraham was makdim it because he wanted to leave the zera naki as much as possible. So Chazal say, first of all, the whole zivuk of Keturah is called Hoisafah. Vayesef Avram. Vayesef means anything that's a Tosefes. For instance, if a person grows, and a normal person is 6 foot, and this person is 6'2", he doesn't look at those 2 inches as being extra 2 inches. I got an extra 2 inches to spare. I'm me, and that's the whole me is me. I mean, and even if a person is 7'5", he doesn't say I got a foot and a half to spare. It's somebody looking for an extra foot and a half. The whole metzius of the person is his whole metzius. On the other hand, if somebody puts stilts on, it's a tosefes. There's the ikur, and there's a tosefes to the ikur. This was a zivuk of tosefes. Her name was Keturah. Chazal, when they speak of a zivuk, Chazal, the pasuk, says v'davak v'ishtei. The difference between davak and kasha is kshira are two outside elements that are tied together. When you tie a ship to the port, or you tie a gomel to the post, the kshira is behedya on two inyanim that are outside, and the kesha is nimdar. If it's a kesha shel kayama, it becomes bottle. If it's not a kesha, it's not bottle. But a kesha has a mitzvah to be kesha kayama, not kesha kayama. Devik, there's no such thing as being magic something that's not kayama. That's not devik. It's something that's mudbak, a tefira that's not, that doesn't stay around. If one stitch doesn't last, then it's not a tefira, because by definition, it's not like a kesher she'ein shel kayama and a kesher shel kayama. A tefira is not a tefira unless it becomes sewn in. That's anything that's mizdavik, the definition is it became meuchad, what the thing was mizdavik to. A kesher is two outside things that are tied with a knot. And the longer the knot is lasting, the more Shem Kesher it has. So this zivuk was not a vidavak ishtay, but it was a keturah dikta. And that's the pshat, it was a pilegish. An isha, the difference between a pilegish and an isha is called isha. It's the mitzias of isha is that it becomes a stabik. The mitzias of a pilegish is, which is not a stabik. And that's why there's the whole... The whole erech of kinyani kesef, the kesef that a person has with his wife always, is that he's always chayv with panasa, he's always chayv with this, always chayv with that. The chiyuvim and all the inyanim don't just properly collect. So Avram's mida of chesed allowed for another type of kesef, which was a kesef of ketura. It was a kesef of kesef. It wasn't a dveikus like by Sarah. Was also a kesher, and that's why even if she did tshuva, but she's called keturah because she nodded herself to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the lashon zayah that she was kosher of this baruch Hu. It's very good. It's a very nice milah, but it's not the milah of tzaddikim that were dovek in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the milah of pusim that were niskasher Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzias of that kesher is what we call chitzay. It's what we call klipa. The word klipa, that the lashon that the Sfarim used so much for Ra, is not bad in its own. A klipa is something that is chitzaynistic. It's the outside layer. And klap is something that is essential. In the tree itself, if you take an apple, so there's a klipa, and in the apple itself, you don't say the first inch is outside, the next 2 inches are inside. It's all an apple. The klipa is klipa. The klipa is the chutz. It doesn't have the tam of the pri. It doesn't have the teichon of the pri. So klipa to the pri itself is the yachas of chutz to pnim, and it's the yachas of something that is atzmius to something which is put onto something else. So Avraham Avinu was meiled the klipa of chesed, which is that chesed is a klipa. In other words, as long as it remains chesed, it remains a klipa, and that's how far it goes. So the Avram, that's the pshat, the Yerusha that he left over to his children. If you take a look in the pasuk, the difference is Vayipen Avram as kol hashel loy leYitzchak, or Ravnei Apilach Shema shel Avram nosn Avram matonis. The difference is because Avram gave as kol hashel loy leYitzchak. He didn't, you know, yes, if his nechassim was $1 million of nechassim, and he gave the shvachos $100, the Bnei Apilachim, so he still didn't give the rest of them. He gave his Yitzchak, he gave not kol hashel loy, he gave kol hashel loy minus $100. No, the teretz is the Yitzchak he gave over himself. He gave over the Avram. The kol hashel loy is the Avram shavur. They got the Bnei Apilachim got things from Avram. If you give somebody a tree and somebody else apples from the tree, the person got the tree got everything. Because even if he's missing now for the apples, but he has the tree, he has the meilid itself. Masha'inkin, the one who got the apples, got apples. So that's the difference between the Yerusha and Matana. Yerusha in Halacha is very different than Matana. You don't need a bad das to be Zeicha, you don't need a Maisa, you don't need anything. Because Yerusha is a din of Tachta Avos Yehabanim, that the children become the parents. The children become, instead of the parents, they take over the chiyus of the parents in the nechassim. And the meila, that's it. The meila, the ben is Yerush because he's tachas da'av. The matana is, haket, I gave it to you and I was menatik it for myself. I took something, I was menatik it for myself and gave it to you. So you have the thing itself. You don't have the atzmus. As kol hashel loy is a Yerusha, and that went over to Yitzchak. Matanis went to them. The matanis that it says is chasav vav over here, and Sfarim say that the vav is called the ois of chiyus. It says that you should make me an ois of chiyus, an ois of emes, whatever it is. It says that the vav is an ois of ashpa of chiyus, and the meila. The matanis without the vav means there was nothing in there with any of the chiyus of Avraham Avinu. It was called kulei just a klipa. It was just the matanis kishla atzma. The heichetimtza for that, it says the pasuk of Chazal Darshan over here is vayar reishischa mitzar, your beginning shall be difficult, vachricha vachrisecha yaskim oit, and the end will flourish a lot. So Reshischa Mitzar is Yitzchak, and Achisa asking, why does the Bnei Keturah? And yes, are you talking? The Nachas Ruach is the Bnei Keturah, and then Yitzchak is the Nebuch. Just like when the Mahalach that's opposite Matana is my own Yigiyah. It's what I earned on my own efforts. That Nekuda, Avram Avinu gave, the Reshischa Mitzar is where the Koyach Achiyus lies. When the person has, works hard to earn the money, and they put some money in the bank, the Reshischa Mitzar is the work in the factory, and Achiyus Chayas is the money playing in the bank. So a person looks at it and says, "Huh, here there's money in the bank, and here there's just a sweatshop. So which is better? The money in the bank. Hakeh. The money in the bank is the finished product of it. It's got no chiyus and it's not producing anything. The Reshischa Mitzar is where the Kol Halada lies. In the Reshischa Mitzar is where the thing is beginning, it's where it bursts out. It's an Ahilada. So the Koyach Ahilada lies in Reshischa Mitzah, the Chiyus Hadavar lies in Reshischa Mitzah, and in the Achris Chayaskim might lies Matana that has no Koyach Halada. It's Matana, it's worth what it's worth by the Atzma. So so what he's saying over here is Reshischa Faker, Yitzchak got the Reshischa Mitzah because that's where the Chiyus lies, that's where the Atzma of him lies, that's where the ability to produce lies. The Achricha Yaskim Oid is where the Hemshach goes on, and that's already, it's something that's dead. It's nice, it's good, it's fine, it's Matanis,
sometimes you get on the spot, and that's it. Just like if you give somebody a field and somebody else the apple. So Tippish says, this guy's got a finished product. The apples are in the bowl already, he's ready to eat. His poor son got a field, he has to work, he has to plant, he has to grow. The territory is Adarabra. He got a Sheirish that could be Matzmiach forever, and he got a Dover Museum, and with a Dover Museum, it went on. Ulin Yanim, the most of the Koyach HaTumah, the Zohar says that the Koyach HaTumah is, I mean, it said the Sheirish HaTumah is the following. He says, Yitzchak Avinu is got the Koyach of the Sheimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheimus HaYonim, the Lashon, and whereas the Bnei Keturah got Sheimus Tatoi, which is Chochmah. It's the Chochmah of the world. Ha'hud Echsivit says in Isaiah that Shlomo HaMelech Vaterev Chochmosim Bnei Kedem, that is Chochmah, Shlomo HaMelech's Chochmah is bigger than Bnei Kedem. Bnei Kedem are these Bnei Keturah that went Kedem. The difference between Chochmah and the Sheimus of Tumah and the Sheimus of Kedusha is how much this is nitfas as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much not. Any Chochmah that's chitzonius means the person himself is tefas only the chitzah of a davar. L'mashal, a person sees things falling. So he weighs and measures and observes and collates the information, and then it comes up that everything falls in a certain way relative to this, this, and this. Fine. That is the chitzonia shebedavar. The pnimia shebedavar is the dvar Hashem that lays in it. The tfisa of where is hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the sheirish of this, is the chochmah pnimia. So the chochmah chitzon of all of those in Yanim are the understanding of where it is that this sheirish nogein. So that type of chachma, that all it does is, and you all have more than that, all the person has is the description of the chachma. The dry scientific description of something is the dry scientific description of it, period. The sheimos elyonim are the anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the person understands where it comes from, the sheirish out to the now. Even Kishav is like that. I don't want to be mired, but in Kishav, the same thing. There's a certain anhaga, it's a step above science, let's say, but it's still a hanhaga with some tzemes that is packaged in its own right, and it's chokhmah chitzon. Vizel, the pnimia shebedava lies only in the people that are shayach to the sheirish. That's the pshat in Chazal. It says, Shloisha matonis tevis nosach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, v'kulam ha'idei Yisurim. It's strange. I mean, Chazal want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal three tremendous matanis, Torah, and Yisrael, and Olam Haba. They are the greatest matanis. But he made it very difficult. So what's this agreement? A matanis is supposed to be nice. On the, you know, you're supposed to get on the table and fine. I mean, a matanis you have to work hard for is not a matanis. You have to go work for that. The Torah is to give a matanis that doesn't have in itself the yigia for the matana, that doesn't have in itself the yisurim to get the matana, is not a matana. That's the matanis that it was meshaleach to Bnei Kedem with. The matanis that are shayach to Kalal Yisrael, and all three of these in Yanim are called nachla. Torah is called nachla, it's a mereshes kilos Yaakov, it's Yerusha, Torah is Yerusha, it's nachla. It's Yisrael is called Nachla, and it's Yisrael is Yerusha. Olam Haba says, Olam Yerusha Aretz. All three of these in Yanim are called Yerusha, Meireshes Kilos Yaakov, and Aretz Atat Yerusha Lechem, Olam Haba is Olam Yerusha Aretz. All of these are called Nachla. All of these in Yanim are, because of the Yisurim involved in it, they become Atzmis to the person. This whole Mahalach is a Sheirish of Avodah Kitshuta. When a person, a child who's walking in a store, sees a lot of toys, his instinct is, what could I possibly get? If he was able to have his wish, he would get this and get this and get this and get that. A person gets older, a person wants to make a lot of money. He has a type to have a lot of expensive things, but his real type is to make the type of money that will allow him to have expensive things. Here for the fun, the person sees and having an expensive item is that people understand that he worked well enough and hard enough and smart enough to earn it. That's where he gets it. In Ruchnius, it's the same thing, and except much more, because of the emes over there. The Mahalach that looks to pick things off on top, the Mahalach that looks to take things, the person who wants the final product to the Delta, whether it's Chachma, whether it's Aveda, besides the fact that it's very really Matzliach, that a person can't get somewhere, can't get anywhere when he's just trying to pick the cherry off the top. He wants to do the Lamdas without the Sugya. He wants to do the Yedias without the Chazara. He wants to do big mitzvahs without the steady working on himself. He wants to become an Adam Gadol with the grand Maisim and not with the first Aravayan himself. Besides the fact that all those in Yonim are not in Yonim Adar Matzliach, but they're missing the boat. The klipa of Avraham Avinu that he was able to get rid of was the klipa of Matonis, the klipa of things that floated on top, the things that are on the chutz, that are the chitzim. That's the klipa that are shayach to the world of Nekhtura, to the people that are to the Bnei Pilakshim, to the chitzenius of Bria. That they live in an oil of Matonis. So you want this? Here, have this, have this, have this. That is shayach to the world that has no amol, no yisurim, no yikia, and nothing. The person's reaction, when a person sees godless that he's interested in, a keser that he's interested in, then his feeling should be, how do I earn such a keser? The matonis tevis are not matonis tevis that unless they come to yisurim. The person has to understand that they will be mine only if somewhere along the line I have to sweat for it. And the harder I sweat on it, and the more I have to expend on it, then the more it's not a klipa of a matana, it's not the matanadik, but it's not the yerushadik. For a person who's a balnefesh understands that what he's looking for in a maila and in a mitateva is not the maila mitateva sliced off from its shoresh of yikia, but adrabba. If you're looking at he has a choice between apples and a tree that will be molded apples. The person picks the tree that's barren because he knows someday they'll grow apples over the apples that are ready, but that's it, consumed, they're gone. The final thing that Avraham Avinu was the Mashpi HaKal Yisrael, he was the shoresh of all Hashpa, and everything Tov that we have in itself, and everything Tov and HaKal Yisrael came from Avraham's Hashpa, whether it's mitzvah, whether it's chesed, whether it's Torah, and so on. The klipa of a thing that cost the person no effort, that's easy come and easy go, that was Mashalech to Neked of Neshturah. And for Klal Yisrael, what he gave them was the Kol HaShaloi. The whole Atzmis of Avraham, that Kol HaShaloi he gave out to Yitzhak Mazarachim.